Channel 1 Right, and this is Frankie's visit. Channel 1 Right, and beginning of the visit was Franklin, his first visit since his dad has been gone, this middle of June, I guess, maybe the 1st of June. Channel 1 Right, the visit was Franklin, this little short visit was Franklin. He came up to get me to push him off. His car wouldn't start. He had a wreck. He wrecked it. Channel 1 Right, beginning of the visit with Franklin, this middle of June, 1972.
And so she knew when it was going to be.
Yeah, they told me.
So he glad to get things going.
Yeah, I believe he will.
You be.
Give him a soda pop, babe.
No, I just got through eating about 4 or 5 minutes. He's thanking me. No, I stopped buying about the trailer. I'm going to stop up out here. But something broken, messing with the trailer again.
Oh, really?
Proud of the lock off.
Oh, really? Oh, ain't that awful. Isn't that awful? Nothing in it.
I know. Just the thought, idea of getting in it.
Where was that? I saw a sign. Oh, yeah. In a telephone booth. You know what it said?
What?
He said, this telephone, telephone is emptied every day.
Yeah.
So if they prize it open, well, they get a $0.50, you know.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I got work this afternoon. Over station. You know Freddie Wood, don't you?
I heard of him.
Well, Ed's got to rebuild that tractor for him.
Huh?
Ed's got to rebuild a tractor for him. Well, Frank, the guy that was killed, started it, but never did finish it. Y'all heard about Frank getting killed, did you?
No.
You know Frank?
Frank, too.
I forget his last name. Like, everybody called him Jarhead, though.
Frank Bob Barnball.
Yeah.
Well, that was his funeral ground there. I saw the grave down there. Right down there where his daddy was.
Yeah, I believe so. Well, he died. Yeah, he died. Someone ran over him last Friday night, I believe.
Ran over him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone ran over
him. Where?
Someplace around Oak Hill, where Oak Hill is. He must have been drinking or something.
In a car?
Yeah. No, he's been drinking. He drinks all the time. He was walking home or something. Somebody hit him. So anyway, Fred's tractor's down there apart, so he asked Ed to put it back together. Ed, from one end of that house to the other. Pieces of it.
He will. That's a job, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you don't know nothing about it. And he got to rebuild a motor and everything. It's like putting the jigsaw puzzle together.
Yes. You know, this fella down there at Ocala that fixes my machines for me. he's mighty good. And he said he could fix something in 5 minutes that'd take another fella all day to do when the other fella didn't know and had to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that electronic stuff can just
be a mess.
Yeah.
A big mess.
You got those impedances and all like that, you see. You don't know what they are unless you got them written out.
Mm-hmm. You heard about me wrecking a car, didn't you?
No.
It's older. I wrecked it last Tuesday.
After you put your transmission in? Oh, fine.
Hit a hole in the road and it threw me off balance and back in swung around and rolled over.
Where'd you go?
I stayed in.
No doubt.
The top was on. It didn't crash the top. It just tore the top, tore the material at the top, and bent the frame a little bit, but it didn't cave in.
I didn't know it had a top.
Yeah. Convertible.
Is that the one I rode in?
Yeah.
It had a top, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. It rolls up and down.
You can't fix it.
I got the trailer now. I got a windshield in. Break down and see what Ed thinks about it. See if it'd be better to fix it if it, or get another one. But it sure scared me. It hit. My hands healed up now before the car hit.
Why did that take place?
Oh, with the other side of Hawthorne and the road. Yeah, it helped.
And on that road, no traffic.
No traffic, right.
What are you doing over there?
Been swimming. I went swimming. I mean, we had exams Friday till and Tuesday till about 15 or 2, so I couldn't go to work. So I went to swimming a few minutes and coming back.
Yeah.
And go over with him. We pushed it back over and drove it on home.
What is it?
Oh, you can drive it.
Oh, yeah. I got down there. We got back down there in a minute. Go to work.
You think it passed inspection?
No, it wasn't passed inspection.
Not without a windshield, would it?
Not without a windshield, and probably have it lined up again. So I'll have front end checked again for keeping. I put a new front end under. New ball joints, shocks, tires on it,
okay.
Transmission in them. I had him get a shake. I did. But now, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I tell you what, we could swap even, Frank, for my old Chrysler. It all fell apart in one day.
What did it do?
His transmission fell apart, and the engine has got a rattle in it, and the
just had passed inspection. Just fine.
And everything was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got something mild up.
Now let me tell you. Now don't you say this. But I got old one of the mechanics over there at Bradenton. He kept it a day or two and took it through the inspection. And you know what they do. He get it out on the road there. And take it right up 3 miles an hour. And you know, it wouldn't do that. It didn't have the guts to do it. I know that's part of it, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bound to be it. Because you never did drive it hard.
Oh, no.
You never did drive it hard, and someone just getting all of a sudden just punched up to 89 miles an hour, it won't take it.
No, I just cut that speedometer easy.
That's what it did.
Well, you gotta have something that'll. Hey, when you get these mechanics to hold of a car, you gotta have something that'll respond, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, your daddy is the same way. He got that new pickup, a new truck.
Yeah.
And he never gets under 80.
No, you might now, though. You might now. How have you ever got under 80?
I rode with him to a Cali one day, and he took it easy. But that just goes out with him, you see. It sort of held him up.
Mm-hmm.
Put him behind schedule.
When he's by himself, well, most of them drive fast.
Yeah.
He don't pay to drive fast. I run too many times.
Yeah.
He sort of scared you the other night, didn't he?
And I wrecked your car?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But another guy was with me. He got out and just started laughing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because they had to do that to keep him getting all shook up.
But your car?
My car, I just stood there, shaking.
So he just got up and started laughing, so he wouldn't get shook up.
Yeah. He'd be, He beat me out of the car. Like, we had the windows down. We rolled out the window hole. He's about your size and beat me out of that car.
Yeah. And you in a hurry, too.
Yeah, I was both of us in a hurry. He got a little scratch, just about a half an inch long on his neck, and I got that on my hand. Lucky we ain't.
Yeah.
Well, lucky we ain't preaching up daisies or something. No,
but
go ahead.
You haven't had any wrecks.
Just that one.
You went clutch up or whatever it is, but you never have had a wreck, have you?
No, not never.
Well, that's right, Faye.
Well, you've had things happen to your car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sure can happen quick, can it?
Just like that. It happened just that quick, too. I seen I hit the hole and tried to dodge it, but I went right in the middle of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I went right in the middle of it. I threw my tires this way, my front tire that way.
Yeah.
My back end slid around, I slid around again, and just hit the, went down the side of the road, you know, where the ditch is, and just go over on the side of the ditch.
You always push it back over.
I tell you, dodging a hole that's a tricky thing when you're moving along.
I was going that fast though, I was just going too fast, I guess, when I hit that hole. I mean, just slung my car, that car's light anyway, it just slung me back in right around, instantly.
Yeah. Come on. What happened to your transmission?
It just went, I mean, they had adjusted too tight. And the linkage changed on adjusted it. Bands were just too tight and wore my clutches out and broke and cracked my seals and stuff, yeah. So I was scraping metal to metal and after a while it just wouldn't go.
Yeah.
They got a little something like a, you know what brake shoes like on slide? So they got something similar to that in a band that changes the gears and goes around. They wore them out. I wore them out.
Well, now that's it, you see. And it's in there where you can't adjust it.
Yeah.
I'd think the transmission would be right tricky to remodel.
There is a lot, big power. They got a big cigar box full of seals doing it.
Yeah.
And automatic. Plus, they got all them clutches and all them clutch drums and clutches and stuff in there. Yes, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know, you know what to do.
Yes.
I won't tackle one. Don't know the first thing about them, except put them in and out.
Did Eddie help you put yours in, or did he put it in?
I put it in. He helped me with it, but I did all the work. He told me I was doing something wrong or something.
Is he a pretty good mechanic?
He's a pretty good mechanic.
You know, one trouble with mechanics, Franklin, is they take on jobs that's ahead of them. Now that's what happened to Miller. He tried to work on cars that he didn't understand. Now if Eddie will stay within, you know,
in his reach,
stay within his reach, he'd be a great help, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got him a race car.
Race car?
Yeah. Sure, man. He's putting the motor back together. He worked on last night when I was over there.
Yeah.
Plus, he has his own screen, ain't got nothing else to do then. He's built two or three motors there. Pontiac, a Chevrolet, a Ford. He did all kind of work like that.
Oh, really?
Air conditioning work.
Is that right?
He always stays busy.
Yeah.
You'd rather be out there doing something than
can he,
What's
can
that?
He collect?
Yeah, he's getting to the point where he's showing them who's boss. He was there for a while, about a month, they wouldn't pay at all. He put a big sign up there. All bills must be paid by the first of the month and no more credit.
Well, hell, that's all. Some of them want just one try, one.
That's why he takes them to court if you don't pay. He took one to court. When the rest of them finally took that one to court, come in that first last of the month and pay them. Now he got two or three regular customers. Credit customers, pay by the week. And he let cash a check there. There's one or two try to mess him up.
There's all some we can leave him to.
Might do that.
Oh, I tell you, that credit business for small. For a small concern.
He can't afford it because of Medicaid, can he? All that stuff.
He just got a nice good education.
But
he just got a nice good education.
Nice good
education. He quit school in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Well, I can give it a word.
Well, let me see, Franklin. There's something I wanted to ask you about. What was it? Yes. Did you hear all that singing those fellas did?
No, I had to. What? Daddy's? When they come down?
Yeah.
No, I had to work.
You never heard him before.
Oh, I heard him on record and tape. Other than that, I have.
Well, do they sound just like anybody else?
Yeah.
Well, what did that is? Why was he so head up over?
So disappointed?
I didn't think he was disappointed. I thought he was pleased with him.
Oh, yeah, he was pleased with him. He wasn't too pleased with the church out there.
No, but he liked what they did.
Yeah.
Well, what'd he like about it?
I don't know. I mean, he just didn't. I wouldn't really know what was going on.
But you thought they sounded like anybody else.
Well, they sing different musicals. They play bluegrass, but other than that.
Well, what's bluegrass?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth.
Well, it would be hard to say. Well, I heard them, and I'll tell you, I never heard anything like it.
Not
and I didn't pay attention to your daddy. I thought, well, that's a bunch of old West Virginia, Ohio fellas. He come bring it down here. They sound like anybody else, but they didn't. No, not over there they didn't.
Oh, not in that place, no.
No, sir. Not the way they performed. They didn't sing like anybody else. But I don't know the difference, you see. I'm not up on that like you all are.
Well, I don't really speak that music that much.
Well, but you listen to it right, much.
Yeah.
I was just waiting, hoping your mama would come over. And
well, I can bring over some afternoon if you want me to.
No, just we'll have a picnic someday.
No.
And I guess I'd talk a little bit about it. See, she would know.
Yeah.
I guess.
She should.
Yeah, they do things I hadn't heard of the singers did. You know, real interesting.
I like the music. I like the way they do it. I'm gonna go up to West Virginia this August. They're supposed to sing up there.
Yes, all night.
And I'm gonna go to
all night. That's what your dad said he was gonna do.
Yeah. They like to when they go someplace. They like to sing. Not just two or three songs. A whole slew of them. They like to really get it out.
Yeah.
But over at the Saturday night, they didn't sing too many. The preacher wouldn't. They said the preacher wouldn't let him. Yeah. They had to go home and do something. They like to get out and go to sing. Like to go to sing, not just two or three. They really have a good time.
Well, I tell you, it's a bad day. It's rainy, you know. So
yeah.
And then your daddy wasn't there himself, you see, to sort of keep things moving. You can't turn it over to somebody else.
No.
Something like that. Now you're not working over here all the time.
No, I work at the university, but I went to Tampa and I just got back in a few minutes ago, so I didn't go to work yet.
Oh.
I work full time at the university now.
Oh, I see. You went down yourself.
No, Mama and Laura went. Laura took Mama down. I went down too to see.
You went down with Laura?
Mm-hmm.
In her
Sure will.
Sure, lady. So she just dropped you over here?
No, I drove a Mustang up there, but got a dead bear. I could jump it off and crank it.
Yeah.
I'll take it over to Ed and see what he can do, see what he thinks about it, get his opinion of it, if his thing's worth fixing. I'll fix it then.
Yeah.
I'll just settle it out.
I might
get
fixed that
right. I might working on it. Experimenting with it.
Yeah. I think I'd start with a little something better than that. Heard a little something on that. I'll get it in there. Well, we enjoyed your visit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had tracks with it. But you work over here on weekends.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to have him pull that tractor in this afternoon. There's anybody else over there. And I bought my Mustang, so I bring my Mustang down. If I could get one of y'all getting right over so I can jump the car off. The battery dead. When I turn it over, all my asses pull down that battery. Battery dead. Yeah. You got a V8 motor in that thing.
Yeah.
Don't need one. Need a little 6-cylinder.
Yeah.
Or 4-cylinder.
Yeah.
That thing does like a gas.
Yeah. Oh man, well, it'd be nice if you cut out on the gas, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would. I don't get 9 or 10 miles a gallon.
With a little car like that.
Yeah.
This is.
Well, Franklin, golly, you're working full time over there and then on weekends too. You ought to be doing all right.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Stay out of trouble. You know. It's tiring when you come in the afternoon. In the afternoon, you can't do too much. Sit, mess around the house a little bit.
Yeah. Keep going all the time.
I'm fixing a truck up now. Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I ain't seen but one more like it in Gainesville though.
Truck? Okay.
I'll show it to you in about a couple of weeks. And get fixed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be home by the 4th of July.
Don't tell me. You mean just for a visit?
Nope.
But he's going to miss that down there, isn't he?
I believe he will.
Everything quiet down there? They come in there and take a little seat?
Yeah, I believe he is going to miss it, tell you the truth.
Yeah, tell him what to do and when to do it. Now he'll have to get out on his own, won't he?
Yeah. But I believe you like yourself here better to be back home again.
Yeah. You think you'll get used to it?
Yeah. Right quick, I believe.
Right quick.
Well, I got to go because we're supposed to pull that tractor.
Yeah, I see.
Well,
we appreciate you coming by, Frank.
Yeah.
Sure glad you got good news
from your day. Yeah, you want to take one of y'all run down so I can jump that car off?
That's going to take a lot of persuasion.
McGovern. John went right around 3:50 in the end of the visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. John went right around 3:50 in the end of the visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. John went right and beginning the visit, the end of the visit with Franklin around 3:50 this middle of June 1972. Now I'm setting this up for Wade. And Mimi, and maybe Jane, for the first session this summer, this Saturday, the 24th of June, 72. Saturday, 24th of June, 72, and this is Channel 1 Right, around 360 or 70. And I'm setting it up for the visit with Wade, and Mimi, and Jane, this Saturday, the 24th of June, 72.